Alloway Parks Recreation and Forestry Committee meeting, Tuesday, November 29th, 2016. It is 5:31.
I will call the meeting to order. We'll do roll call. Lee Bushy here. David Doran.
Here.
Robert Ferguson.
Here.
Martha Bonney.
Here.
Angela Kowalczyk-Adrians.
Here.
Kelsey Prescott.
Here.
Trustee Rob Atwood is excused. You all have a copy of the agenda. Do we have any modifications to the agenda, or do I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
Motion to adopt.
Motion by Dave. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a lot of seconds.
Take your pick.
We'll take Angela.
Yes.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion is adopted. Approval of October 25th, 2016 minutes. Hopefully everybody's had a chance to review them. Any changes, modifications needed? If not, do I have an approval, a motion to approve the October 25th minutes? Moved by Angela. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Kelsey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Public appearances. Who do we have here today?
Sure. We have with us Stephen and Ben Fredin. And if you guys want to introduce yourself and kind of explain a little bit about why you're here. And Stephen, if you want to just touch a little bit on the project we've been working on as well. Thank you.
I'm Stephen Fredin, and we're here because for one of our merit badges, we're supposed to come here and or to one of the meetings and listen to what you guys kind of talk about here and kind of share that back with our troop and with our counselor. And the project that we've been working on is for my Eagle Scout project. I have chosen to build bat houses for several of the Alloway parks that will be placed along the East River Trail. And I also plan on making signs to put near them to inform people about them.
Yeah, I'm Ben Fredin, and as he said, we're doing this for our communications merit badge, so it'll hopefully help us get closer to getting our Eagle Scout badge. So.
Cool. Thank you for coming in.
And for the bat project.
Yeah.
Any information, Chris, from your office you'd like to share?
None at this time. One item, I guess, tonight the village board is has the budget hearing in the other room at 6:30. So they'll be passing 2017 budget.
Okay. Okay. Moving on to number six, action. Fee waiver request from the Boy Scouts of America for their event at Green Isle Park. Chris.
I did send out a memo along with their application and their letter. I hope that everyone had a chance to read that and understood what that was about. In our updating of our fee structures and that for 2017, the village board, part of that restructuring was any fee waivers were to come to the Park and Rec Committee for approval or denial or whatnot. So this is our first one that will be taking place in 2017. Their actual event is a reoccurring event that they've held for several years at Green Isle Park. And in the past, they have received a waiver from the department to hold this event. In addition to what the committee decides this evening, for scout meetings and such like this, we as staff would like you to make a determination whether this decision will carry forward for any scout request so that we don't have to bring every request back to the committee, if that makes sense. Being that the scouting organizations are nonprofit, and typically they just use our facilities for meetings and the occasional event, and that. So, let me see if there was anything else I wanted to touch on. I don't believe so. Any questions from the committee on anything with regards to this?
No question.
When the board discussed fee schedule, and I remember us talking about this bit, but I don't remember the details of it. Did something change where nonprofits now have to pay when they haven't in the past?
They, part of the structure was that at some facilities, even nonprofits were to pay. Greenout Park was one of those. Okay. Because they felt that, and we have brought this through the committee as well, that utilization of that facility would take away from a fee-based organization or individual, if that makes sense, you know.
So if that's been changed for this year, if you kind of give a waiver for one nonprofit, then how do you decide who does pay and who does? Like, then you're kind of left in this position where you're picking and choosing nonprofits.
That is correct, and that would be the decision of the committee to do that. And that's, and we have for this request, we had them write a letter to the committee explaining their situation, and that we have created a form now. Our department has created a form for fee waiver requests. So they'll fill that out, and that will be sent in with the request, so it'll have all the information on it. So you, as a committee, will have the information that you would need to make that decision. Historically, we don't have that many.
So if we approved a fee waiver for every nonprofit requesting it, would that go against what the board's wishes were with adding that? So that we wouldn't have to pick and choose nonprofits, we would just give a waiver for every nonprofit that
right.
requested it.
That was my same question.
Right.
And would that apply for things like a walk where a lot of, where they're utilizing the park and then a lot of toilet paper is being used? Or
right, and that was one of the, and that was one of the reasons behind having especially event fee or fees for those type of things, was to compensate some for use of a facility where they would use a, you know, toilet paper and the janitorial supplies and the water and the electricity.
So I guess to reword my question then, would it be going against the board's wishes if we approved a waiver for any nonprofit where we felt that it wasn't a burden on the facilities in any way? You know, where we weren't
right.
picking and choosing between nonprofits, we were picking and choosing between events.
Right,
basically.
Right. And I think that would be...
That would be the kind of the intention? The
intention,
okay.
Yes, correct. If I'm correct in trying to understand what you're saying, what you're looking to do is maybe make a motion tonight to waive fees for nonprofits so we don't have to bring each individual one back.
Well, no, I think my motion would be more to waive the fee for this particular event, not
okay.
necessarily for this nonprofit. So I guess I would be opposed to your suggestion to approve any for Boy Scouts. It would be more approving it
per
event. Yeah.
Okay.
And since this is an event that maybe we deem doesn't really have much impact on the facilities, then it's, you know, no harm in giving a waiver, I guess.
Okay.
And I understand what you're saying, and I agree with that. My question to you, Chris, is you're saying that the scouts use our facilities on a regular basis?
By regular, I would say that between Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, they maybe use our facilities. Well, the Girl Scouts last year used Village Hall for monthly meetings for 8 months out of the year. And Boy Scouts, they used maybe, had 6 meetings. And then this one event that they hold.
So with that, we could still approve the meetings as an event. And this at Green Isle as an event. They wouldn't have to come back for an approval for every meeting they have at Village Hall.
Yeah, nonprofit meetings. That'd be a way to say, I guess that would work.
Is it a Monday through Friday sort of thing? Is private use, or I guess it's all private use, but for-profit use, I guess, is that typically done on Saturday, Sunday? If it's a wedding or something, that would put strain on the revenues from those sorts of things. If we made it a Monday through Friday free use for nonprofits,
yeah.
Typically the facility usage for the weddings and that are, as you had stated, are weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sundays. And from my recollection, with the Boy Scouts in particular, this is the only event that they hold that's on a weekend. Typically their meetings are during the week.
So if there are very few events, we could vote on the event. I mean, it's right. Sounds like there's very few.
Yeah, there aren't not. Yeah, with regards to the scouts and that, you know, what I was looking to
regarding the fee waiver.
Right, right.
There's not a lot.
Right.
So we can go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know that they're coming through the committee now for the first time, but typically, how many waivers would come through the village per year?
I would say less than 20. Less than 20. The ones that might be a surprise to us and we don't know yet are going to be the events such as the run walks and the run and you know, those type of things. Because that special event fee is new. So that might be the one that we don't exactly have a grasp of, knowing how that will be. How we'll have to handle that. So,
I think those are the ones that this was more even the intent of the board, because those do have the potential to have the greatest costs on the village.
I agree. Yes.
That's helpful.
Is there also something to be said, I mean, with Boy Scouts doing things like bat houses and service projects associated
definitely
with parks, that would offset the...
Yeah.
And give us a reason to.
Yeah, definitely. They do service projects within the community and that. So.
Yeah, so that would be helpful if you did have to explain why maybe one didn't get a waiver and one did. That would be an explanation.
Any other questions?
So, go ahead.
When you were referencing waiving the fees for all scouting events, were you talking about Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts or just
Correct.
Boys?
Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts.
So would it be advisable for us to deal with this Green Isle Winter event first as a separate event, and then regarding the scouts' usage of facilities for meetings, or how is it best for us to look at this?
You could wrap it all into one motion if you wanted. You could create separate motions to separate them out if you would like. Or you could just work with this one event now, and then when the meetings come up, we could bring it back.
Because we don't really have a request from them for a waiver for their use of facilities for meetings, do we?
Not from this particular group at this time.
Right.
That was more from staff.
Okay.
So that would make it more fluid and easier from our perspective of scheduling and rental of the facilities and that. So.
So does our committee then only approve special events, or would we need to go approve each meeting request as well?
No.
Okay, so you're just asking for approval of the special event and to, I guess, approve all future special events from the scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is it all future special events or this specific event every time in the future?
Either way,
there's a difference.
Right, no, and you're right. And what you can do is say this particular event, anything above and beyond or different than this, we can bring back to the committee.
Because again, we don't know of any future events.
Right.
Different events might,
right.
What the impact might be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they might hold a Midwest regional something or other, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
So would anyone like to make a motion regarding the Boy Scouts' request for a waiver of fee for their, what they call it, their winter jamboree or something like that?
I'll make a motion on that. I move that we approve the waiver request for the Boy Scouts of America event at Green Isle Park. And I guess I'll just leave the motion at that, and I'll have a separate motion in case there's something different options. for both, so I guess I'll leave it at that.
One second.
Any discussion? You got that motion, Chris?
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? The waiver request is approved.
Excellent.
And I guess I'll throw out one thing that I move to allow staff to just approve this particular event, this winter event by the Boy Scouts, to be approved each year.
We have that as a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
By Kelsey. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? That motion is approved. Anything else on that item, Chris?
No. So, so with regards to the meetings, we'll bring that back to committee then? Or...
Oh, I thought we didn't need to approve individual meetings. Yeah. I thought you just said it was special events.
Or is it any request for a fee waiver?
Any request for a fee waiver. Okay, I must have misunderstood.
Do meetings need to?
Yeah.
I misunderstood you. I'm sorry on that.
Okay.
But we don't have a request to waive those fees yet.
No. That, like I said, that was from staff.
Okay. But I guess we could just address it when it comes up.
Okay.
Or is it helpful to take care of it now when these are meetings that are during the week, right?
Correct.
And so they're not big impact meetings.
Correct.
And they're ongoing. It seems to me that...
If you're comfortable...
Yeah.
Where do they have the meetings now?
Typically, they will either have the meetings here at Village Hall, occasionally at the community center, mm-hmm. if there's availability there, or occasionally at Green Isle.
Well, we don't vote on the ones here or at the community center, right? Just the park.
No, you could also...
Really?
Yeah, for the other facilities as well. Yeah.
So do we want to be proactive and authorize staff to make those waiver decisions for standing meetings of the Boys or Girl and or Girl Scouts?
I think so. Anybody else want to make a motion? I don't want to hog all the motions.
Go ahead. You're so helpful.
Yeah. Okay. I move that we allow staff to make decisions on individual meetings by either scouting group, boys or girls.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Martha. All in favor? Any discussion? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved.
Thank you very much.
Moving on to number 7, any agenda items that the committee wants to have put on future agendas? Hearing none, do I have a motion for an adjournment? Or is there any other... I think we have anything else on the agenda since we already adopted the agenda. So do I have a motion for adjournment?
I'll motion to adjourn.
Martha Donnie motions to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Bob. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimously moved. We are adjourned.
At 5:49.
Thank you very much.